Good Vav, we're up to the end of Kufayin Hey Siv Vav. Just to recap what we did last week, a portion to you, sorry, that when we're talking about the heter of Yeshloi, we said that it means that the person has to have the item already in his possession or nearly finished. A geder is, as long as it's mechusa, beis melachas, two processes or less, so that already is considered Yeshloi. If it's mechusa gimel malachas, if it's missing three processes, then that's considered ein loy, and you can't use that heta. You'd have to invoke the other heta of yatzar shar if it's applicable. What we're going to do tonight, Mi'at Hashem, is three halachas, v'shidin halachas, and with this we hope to finish the simen, nogea to poiskin. And we're up to sif vav. Ha'paisek ala peis v'nisiakru b'shasa piroin. If let's say I'm paisek ala peis b'oifin heta, I give you money, and you have, let's say, you have the peis, let's say pashas, let's say we'll make a simple case, you have the peis v'nisiakru, or if you don't have the peis, the yatzar shah, either one, v'nisiakru, and it went up in price, b'shasa piroin. So let's say I purchased from you 10 pounds of peis, $1 a piece, I gave you $10. Now at the time of the piroin, the price went up, it doubled, so now it's worth already $20. Now, instead of taking the goods, the $20 worth of goods, I can now take this chayv, so to speak, this debt that you owe me. You have a chiv, you're responsible to deliver to me $20 worth of goods. Yacholoshim my perish nifsak aleim b'moif v'litin lei perish acheres. I can now take, instead of this, I can take other peris. It means instead of taking lav dafka, I'm not meshubid in this item. Let's say I was placed on chitim. When it comes time to deliver chitim, I can tell you, you know what, I changed my mind. Instead of delivering me chitim, give me instead a sa'irim. And that's also fun. I already have a credit by you of $20, and I did it beheta. And there's a big chiddush here. The chiddush is that you would think that the only reason why this was mutter is because it looks like a Mecca Chumemka, or it is a Mecca Chumemka, whatever the Svara was. So Zayin, if you keep it at that Mecca Chumemka that you contracted to do, it means if you kept it at Chitim and you get delivered Chitim, that's very nice. So we said before, either Yeshla, he had the item with him, or it's Yatzai Shah. Even if he didn't have it, it's Yatzai Shah. It was the beginning of the Semen. I was placing on wheat and the wheat went up in price. So right now, I made a profit. Right now, I gave you $10 6 months ago. I was supposed to get $10 worth of goods. Instead, now you owe me, you have to deliver to me $20 worth of chitim. So be'etzem, if I take the chitim, good, that's partial. That was what we discussed till now. But now what happened was, instead, I changed my mind. Now I don't need the chitim anymore. What I need now is from you, sa'irim. So do me a favor, give me instead the sa'irim. So now you're delivering to me $20 worth of sa'irim. So it's a big chiddush. You would think, so makhlek is in the Gemara, Rav and Levi, you would think that this is also, because if the whole heta was that we see a mechir here, and the mechir was only done achitim, if any time you chepa with the mechir and you're changing it now onto sa'irim, onto something else, one second, if you look at the whole picture, I see $10 going one way 6 months ago, and I see $20 worth of sa'irim going the other way, that sounds like ribis. We don't see the mechir. Kamashwala, no. The mechir was taka for the chitim, and therefore I have a credit by you for $20. Now I have the credit for $20, I can take it in a different form. I can take it in the form of sa'irim. But still, avu mayis enu yacholitein. Even though I can transfer it onto this credit, onto other items, I still can't get back money. I can't say, you know what, I changed my mind, I need the whole deal instead. I'm giving you $20 worth of chitim, give me $20. That is already a no-no, because we see $10 going one way and $20 going the other way. The only thing that makes this permissible is because it's a Mecca Chumemka. We did a Mecca Chumemka. So even if it's not this item, if it's a different item, even though it's, yes, it's an exchange, but we can view it, chitim for sa'irim, that's fine. But viva, you go back and translate it back onto money, that's already too much. That's money for money, that's a problem. V'yesh mishayim and others say no, that you could even do that. Sheyach alitin mois. You could already even do mois. So Machlokes had to learn the Pshat in the Gemara, Machlokes Rishonim. So from here, we have a klal. When you have a stam, v'akakak yeshoyimim, b'dera klal, the halach is kestam. That means the mechaba was going with the stam. The mechaba was going with the machmirim, that this is going to be also. Even though Rabbeinu Tam is the yesh misham holds its motto, but the mechaba holds its also. If you look in the goyin, in Sifkot and Ches, the first sheet is the Rashbam. So the Gaon says, "V'rosh yishev divrei Rashbam v'iskim yima," because Rabbein Tam had a kash on Rashbam, doesn't stem with the Gemara. So the Gaon says, "No problem. The Rosh took care of the problem. It was miyashav the Rashbam." But zok the Gaon v'dvarov the chukim, the teret to be miyashav Rabbein Tam's kash on Rashbam is a doichik. Uv'baba kama kosev k'Rabbein Tam. Nishal demet is tiris harosh. In the other place, he paskins like Rabbein Tam. Means even though the Torah brings down that the Rosh was masking to the Rashbam, which is the first sheet of the Mechaba, and seemingly that's why the Mechaba went like that. The reason why the Mechaba was tough as this to be the Ikka is because the Torah says the Rosh sided with the Rashbam. If you look in Baba Kama, he actually quotes, he goes with Rabbein Tam Shita. So it comes out that the Rosh is not... It's tiris harosh, it's not conclusive, and therefore you're left with a regular machlokes Rabbein Tam and Rashbam. And he holds that the Rabbein Tam's raya is a good raya, and the teretz to get out of Rabbein Tam's raya is a doichik. So if you learn this goyin, pashas means the goyin's willing to paskin like lekula, like the yesh mishoime. The shardeya as well, is ma'ir that the Rosh and Baba Kama says like the second shita, but he says that's not such a chiddish, because ki yedua, the Rosh is matic every time, the beginning of the Rosh, before he gets into his arichas, his own kashas, his own insertations of Tosis, he first is matic divrei harif. So if you look in Baba Kama over there was the divrei harif, so he was matic the divrei harif pistam, even though he's not ma'ir and he doesn't say anything. So the shadei it's yidua, he was samech on the other place. It means Vayzeh Shadeh holds that the Rosh has that license or whatever, that's how he wrote his sefer, that he'll quote the riff even though he doesn't hold of it. So good, if he doesn't hold of it, no one is supposed to argue off or not. No, he'll wait or say, he'll argue with it somewhere else, and therefore, over there, I mean, that's why the Tor was able to say that the Rosh was Hiskim Lodas Rashbam. But Zakta Shadeh, from a different angle, he wants to be Mekel, and he says that if you look, Rav Minyan v'Rav Minyan of Rishonim hold Lekula. He brings down Rambam Riff, he goes against a slew of Rishonim who hold Lekula, and he says, who do you have on the other side? You have a Rashbam, you have a Rosh, you have a few Rishonim, but you have Roy Rishonim who hold to be Mekom. Memelu took the Shardeya, if you live in Timtza Loim, you want to say it's a Sofek HaShokom. We'll say it's a 50, it's equal Machlekes. We know a Klal, and Ramah already said at the beginning of the Simen in Sif Aleph, that Yesh Lahoko Bissa de Rabbanan. Since Paiskin, this whole din is only Nissa de Rabbanan, whenever you have a Machlekes Rishonim, as long as it's a Machlekes HaShokom, you're allowed to be Mekel. And therefore the Shardeya also Paskins Lakuli, Paskins like the Yesh Mishayim of the Machabo, that you're allowed to give even money, you're allowed to translate it into money, because at best, Dr. Ezra Machlekes Rishonim, and Sveik the Rabbanon Lekula. So you have a Goyin and a Shadeya, it's a lot of weight saying that we go like the Yesh Mishayim, which is Be'etzem Kineged Achroes HaMachava, because we have a cloud, Stam Akak Yeshayim Halacha Kestam. L'maisa the Shulchan Ocharav Paskins like the Machava L'chumra. So L'maisa, I don't know what to tell you, but it's definitely a starker sniff, certainly Eimachin B'yad Mi Shemekel B'zeh, because you have the Goyin and Shadeya or Mekel against the Shulchan Ocharav.
And then you take it right back.
Oh, you want to do that? L'chayra, you could do that. You're delivering, and then you want to swap back for money. L'chayra, I don't recall seeing the problem with that, but yeah, l'chayra, that should be fine. I don't know if it's practical, but l'chayra, that should be fine. Okay, fine. Let's go on to the Ramah. Now, we have just a quick chazara, what's going on here. We have the way to get around Poiskin is either...
Could a bank do that, even though they're not in the business of selling chitim?
What would they do? To make up l'chatchila that they're selling the chitim?
Right, because they know later on they're not going to give them chitim.
I don't know, if you know... It says, the Poiskin say that l'chatchila, you can't be poisik on this deal. It means I can't give you money, and you have to know the structure, but I can't give you money for the chitim, but tell you that at the end of the day, I'm going to want sa'irim instead. That you can't do. I could say I want the chitim, and then when the time comes time for delivery of the chitim, I could say, you know what, instead of giving chitim, give me sa'irim, or like this yesh mishayma, give me money instead. But to be poisik l'chatchil on such a deal, it seems to poiskim it's also. If you look in the Taz, Sivkot and Zion, the Taz has a kasha what to do with Asa Luvos Chitim B'Doichin. Why can't you borrow Chitim against Doichin and give back Doichin? If you look in the Prisha, the Prisha has two terutzim. One is like the Tazas over there, that Hava is different. But one Teretz he says is that Shani Hasan, the Metchila Masna, Sheitan Loi Doichen. The Lakachidi, you made up, you're going to give Doichen. That doesn't have this Hatha. The Hatha is that if you made up to give Chitim, and at the time of delivery, you transfer it over to Doichen. So in the bank's case, if the Taka, you're making up for Chitim. So we could talk about translating later on. But if you know, Naina, that that's not what's being done, I don't know. I don't see a Hatha. But I don't know, you won't fit anything. This is, you're taking a risk. It might go up, it might go down. You know what the rate is. It's not practical for a bank anyway.
Oh, because they have futures.
Commodities.
Yeah, commodities. You have futures and all that other stuff.
All right. I'm not too familiar with it. Okay.
You can protect yourself with all these.
All right.
Stuff.
Fair enough.
Let's say if you know that the shard is for sure going to go up, are you still allowed to be poisoned? If
it's Yatzah Shar, or yes, either one.
Yesh Loish. Sure that's going to go up.
No one knows. Anything's for sure that people die but and pay taxes. But anything like that. But if you tell me you know for sure, it's fine. We can do that too. Is Yesh Loish or Yatzah Shar is enough to make it Hetah. Remember, there's only Ribbis Derabona. They said, they weren't Goizam. Okay, let's go on to the Ramah. Just basically, to get out of a Hetah, to get out of Issa, sorry, of Ribbis, when you're Poiskin, you need to have either the seller has the goods readily available now, it's Yesh Loi, or if he doesn't, it's Yotza Hashar, so he could get the goods. So even if it's Ein Loi, it's Yotza Hashar, and you gave him money, with the money that you give him, he could take that money and buy it on the market, so it's as if it's Yesh Loi. That's the vote. But seemingly it means I'm giving him real money. Let's say, just to halakha, it's going to need it for the Ramah, if let's say he owes me money from Amal, let's say he owes me money, and I say, you know what, there's a git, I want to buy from you Paris, and I'll take this Chayv, and I'll put it against these peris, and don't deliver me these peris now, deliver me peris after Lachas Man. I'll do a poiskin, but not with real money, I'll do a poiskin with a chayv. So that's also, you can't do that, because the whole lomdis of Yatzah Shar was, the money that I gave you, you could take that money, or the Chazal called Isura Baliyada, you could take that money, and with that money, you could go onto the market and buy it yourself, so it's as if it's a Yesh Loi. With that, you can get it. Well, with a chayv that was already spent, you owe me money, but I'm not giving you new money, new payment to work with. I'm not giving you capital, so you can't go ahead now and buy it on the market. You could buy it with your own money, but not with anything that I'm providing you. So therefore, we don't view it as if it's Yesh Loi, and therefore it will not be Mutta. The whole het of Yatzah Shar is only if I actually give you real money, with that money you could buy it, so therefore it's as if it's Yesh Loi. Now, what's going to...
The chayv was due now?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Instead of paying me...
Correct. Instead of paying me, let's be poisik on your water cooler, but don't deliver it to me today. Deliver it to me at the end of the development when I finish construction, then deliver me the water cooler. That will not be permissible. But I want to lock in today's price. That's not permissible. Because I'm locking in a price which we know inherently should be a problem, and the whole hetta is... Okay, so if it's Yesh Loi, so we have something else. So Yesh Loi, that's a random shal in the Gemara, but we're asking that if it's Yesh Loi, then it's fine. So then, because then I view the mechir on the item that he has. But if it's Ein Loi... Okay, so good, you're going to the Shiloh. Maybe he's not Koinem, maybe it's on the Misha Prar, maybe not even that. Could be a Zmaklekes Yishoinem. We could discuss that. He could be Koinem, as we once discussed. Zmaklekes Yishoinem, if you could be Koinem something with a Milva. Okay, but if it's Ein Loi, and the only Het you're using is because of Yatzah Hashar, that means with the money that I give you, you can go ahead and buy it yourself. So it's as if it's a Yesh Loi. If I didn't give you money, it's not going to help. The fact that you owe me money and it's due, that doesn't make money. So therefore, I'm not providing you with something that can make a Yesh Loi. Comes along the Ramah, it's a Grada Shaila, Machlokes Rishonim had touch up the Gemara, but he's going with these Rishonim, La Halacha, and he says the following, V'yachol lifsaik, al shar shebishuk, al peyiz ha'cheiz, kilu noisen loy mayis akshav. Let's get the case. The case is, I give you money, a similar case to the Machava, I gave you money, and I am poiskim with real money, I want you to deliver me chitim. When I want you to deliver me chitim, Purim time, so I can bake my matzahs. Comes time for Purim, I change my mind, I don't need the chitim anymore, I already baked my matzahs. Do me a favor, let's transfer it now onto something else. Let's transfer it now onto Yayin, and deliver me the Yayin by Pesach. So far, initially I gave you money for chitim. By the time Purim, maybe it went up in price, maybe it didn't, it's irrelevant. But right now, Purim day, you're supposed to deliver me, Shoshin Yom Lefnei Achag, you're supposed to deliver me the chitim. But I tell you instead, let's be paisik that chayv, the fact that you owe me the chitim, let's use that now against Yayin. And now I want instead you deliver me Yayin Erev Pesach. what would be the halacha then? Am I allowed to do that? Now remember. So even the first sheet holds that you're allowed to switch. You just now let's switch to money. I'm switching to another thing I'm allowed to do. Yeah, the first sheet holds I'm allowed to switch to another food, but not to money. And the Yesh Mishomer, I'm allowed to even translate onto money. So, right? So we're going a step further, Zakhtar Rama. Let's build on that. Zakhtar Rama, now I want to be poiskin on the yain. So normally, knowing that halakha over there, the initial reaction would be this is also. Because, yes, I gave you money for chitim, so you're allowed to give me chitim in return. You're allowed to even right now, instead like the mechaber, give me a different item worth the chitim today. So on Purim time, you could deliver me wine instead. If I tell you I don't need chitim, but I need wine for Purim, I was sure, gezintah, you could deliver me wine instead of the chitim. But now to be poiskin on the wine, a lakin to the Purim's price, to be delivered Erev Pesach, that should be a problem. Because if you want to invoke the het of Yotza Hashar, I have to give you provide you with money. I'm not giving you money. What I'm giving you is the chayv that you have. You're responsible to deliver to me chitim. That chayv that you're disposed to deliver me chitim, I want to apply that chayv now onto yayin. So I'm not giving you anything, Ben. So it's an ein lois. I'm not giving you something.
You have my chitim.
We're going to discuss that in a second. 1 second. I'm not giving you any money that you could buy wine in the market. So therefore, l'chayr, this should be a problem. Comes along the Rama and says, no, this is mutter. V'yakol lifzak al-shar shabashuk. Ha-peris ha-chayz ki ilo noisen lo'y ma'is akshav. That's also good. V'dafka, zok the Rama, provided lo'y sham ha-peris ha-yishoynem am-mois. We didn't make a shuma out of it. It means we didn't kilu zochvanula b'mova. Rak oimer kach v'kach so chitin yesh li yatzlecha. You're supposed to deliver me today 10 soim achitim. Instead, ten li behem, connected that, ten li behem, kach v'kach yayin oishar dava. That's fine. If I just make a nice switch, I say, you know, Rabbi, you're supposed to deliver me chitim today. Let's make a new deal. Let's apply that to yain. That's fine. Avam shom oisay adomim. But if I give a price tag to it, shiyeme kach v'kach heim d'mei achitim. You're supposed to deliver to me 10 soim achitim. And today's market price is $2 a saw. So that means you owe me $20. So let's take the $20 and now and use it and apply it for yain. Tein li behem yain. Now let's apply it for yain. That's already asa. That's already no good. Why? Because the second I did that, what I was doing then was ki'ilu, not mamish, but ki'ilu zok and alav b'milva, as if I said, you know what, the chitim forget about, now you just owe me $20. So the choiv that you owe me $20, let's apply that choiv to yayin, and now we have a klal that you now let apply a choiv to a yayin. That's not going to be enough. Yatzah Shah is not going to help you because I'm not providing you with real money. I'm only providing you with a $20 chayv. That's not enough. Zavi ki ilu hivaloi mois, dein poiskum alein kishayin amois ven elokishayesh. Unless you talk, I have the wine by you, that's yeshlo. So good, then you have the het of yeshlo. But if you want to invoke the het of Yatzah Shah, I have to provide you with real money and not a chayv. So if I mentioned the dollar amount, I blew it. I already translated into numbers, into dollars, and now it's a regular chayv, a prosta chayv, I can't apply a chayv. But Kozman, I don't do that. And I just say, you know what? Instead of the chitim that you're about to deliver me today, instead, let's apply it to yayin. That is muta. And the shaila is, why is this muta? Different lashonis and rishonim, the Rand, Rashba, different rishonim say different lashonis. The two lashonis are, one said, well, since I gave you mayis initially onto the chitim, and for that was a heta, right? I'm allowed to be poiskin if I give you mayis. So somehow we allow that initial Nesina Samois to translate on the replacement of the chitim. To be poisek on the chitim with mois, I was allowed to do. So now I want to just swap the chitim for the yayin. It's still going to be a machmas the first mois. I want the first mois to go not only on the chitim, but now I want to say that first mois is going on the yayin that replaces the chitim, which is now going to be delivered Erev Pesach. So that I could do as well. So that's one lashon of the Rishonim. It means since I started off with real money, that's going to be fine. Let me just bring it out a little more. What would happen if initially I started off with a chayv? You owe me $20, you owed me $10, and I started off with a chayv and I said, you know what, I want to buy chitim from you. And it was a heta because it was yeshlei. It means I'm not invoking the heta of Yatz Hashar because it won't work, it's a chayv. But I want to invoke the heta of yeshlei, that's mutter. Good. And now I would say, you know what, instead of using the chitim that you owe me, let's apply that to the yayin and deliver the yayin Erev Pesach, that would not be muta. That's what Rishonim say, clearly. That would not be muta. Why? Because you can't apply, even if it will be Yotze HaShar.
No, I'm saying it's only Yotze HaShar. Yeshua would still be good.
Yeah, 100%. Yeshua would still be good. I'm talking about with only Yotze, the head of Yotze HaShar. In the world of Yotze HaShar, you can't use a Choyv. So if I started with the Choyv, but then I had a head to Y because it was Yeshua is a Zayin. But now in the second step, when we're dealing with the wine, now I want to use the head of Yotze HaShar, and I don't see any money going from the buyer to the seller. Because he started off with a choyv, that's a no-no, that's finished. Yotze HaShar can help you. But here's what you're showing him. Since I started off with real money, I gave you real money, the $10 up front. So now, and the $10 was able to get a het on the chitim, and this yain is just a replacement of the chitim, so it's one big deal. We see that the money went, and it's now going to be applied to the yain, and mamela, it's one big thing, everything's gewaldic. That's some Lashon HaShar. What's bothering, hopefully bothering some people here, is initially I gave you $10. For the chitim. Right now the chitim went up, it's worth $20. Now I want to be paiskin on yayin, not $10 worth of yayin, I want to be paiskin on yayin, $20 worth of the yayin. Right? Now I already gained, I pocketed the extra, that means I already got credit for $20. I already profited this $10 of appreciation. And now I want to be paiskin $20 on 20 bottles of wine. So now, you're going to tell me how I gave you the initial mice. The initial mice I gave you was only $10. Yet somehow that $10 is going to work on now on $20 worth of wine. When you have a normal heta, when you give money, the money is only work if I give you all the money. If I give you $10 and I want to invoke the heta of Yotze HaShar on $20 worth of goods, of merchandise, it's not going to work. It only works if I give you all the money, so you have all the money that you can go into the marketplace and buy all the wine, all the goods that's necessary. But yet here it works. I start off with $10, I start off with money, then it works. Other Rishonim, maybe to move on, this says something like Shmuel Mechov is trying to say, is that since you already owe me the chitim, and the chitim is be'en, you already have the chitim, it's about to be delivered, chitim is shavah kesef, so now I'm telling you, take the chitim that you owe me, and let's apply it to yayin. So then if you do that, and even if I didn't start off with money, if I started off with a choyv, l'choyv should be good, if it would be only for that svara. And no, if I evaluate it now, it means if I'll be paisik, kilo, I'll be zokin a little bit move. I say, instead of the chitin, the omi, it's $20, and let's apply $20. We see in 1 second, I'm taking the chitin, translating it to money, and then taking the chayv that you owe me called money, and giving it. Now, it's true. Maybe what you really mean to ask is, if just the same way, when you have a chayv of money, I can't apply it. So if you have a chayv of chitim that you owe me, I should not be able to apply it. So there's more than just a chayv of money. Those chitim that are sitting on your counter in your warehouse are mine. So I'm giving you those chitim. I'm applying those chitim of shavah kesef onto yayin. So it's better than just owing me chitim. It means there's real chitim ben, kivayoch, that already belongs to me, because it's about to be delivered, and I was placing on it behet amol. So you owe me that chitim. I'm taking that shavah kesef, and with that, I'm buying wine. The money is gone, but the chitim you owe me already, so that chitim is banned, so it's kilu. But if, I'm telling you, if we only else that svara, then even if I started off lechat chilu with a choyv, it should be mota.
Once you're saying that, why can't I evaluate it? Why can't I go ahead and count it? Okay,
it's... The second you say, okay, it's $20 that you owe me.
But
the second I say it's $20 that you owe me, then it means I'm saying that I don't want those chitim that you have. You owe me now $20.
What do I say here? I have chitim. Let's count it. It's $20 worth. I want $20 more.
I hear. Clearly, let's take the most extreme case. Let's say, you know what? Instead of paying me the $20 worth of chitim, just give me $20. I hold like Rabbeinu Tam. You can yachli to mice. You know what? Just give me $20. I say, you know what? Taka, I have a change. You taka, Pesach's coming around, and you have wine. Let me be basic on the wine. That's going to be awesome. Because the second I translate into money, you now owe me money, which is not bad, and now I can invoke the heta of Yotze HaShar. So these shitas, which is basically only a Beis Esef and this Ramah, the Medayik in the Rishon, which everyone's jumping on them, that's not a good diak, we'll get to in a second, but these, the Beis Esef and Ramah, hold that even if you just mentioned the value, is as if you just did that. You zokhan alav the milva, and now you're applying the milva to it, and that's a problem. So
money does no be'en, even if he holds that he's about to pay him.
But that money doesn't belong to me.
Like
yeah, that money you have to make a ma'isik in it to make it mine, so that's not going to work. So in, the only thing is that if you learn it's only al sechitim be'en, then A, that with chayv should work even if I started off with a chayv. B, if you learn like this svara, you're going to have to limit the whole Ramah to a case where the chitim are actually be'en. The Ramah doesn't say that. Now let's read the Ma again. He doesn't say that the guy actually has chitim about to be delivered that belonged to me, the koina, and say, you know what, let's take that and apply it to something else. And I couldn't be bothered by this, because according to some Rishonim, let the Rashba, it's Yitachin that you're going to need the chitim mamish be'en. And you could need maybe the chitim be'en now, and you might need even the chitim be'en b'shat l'chatchila. I mean, if you're learning it mamish, that those chitim belong to me, and it's my shav kesef, and I'm buying the wine with this shav kesef, then they say it could only work, A, if the chitim were there from day one. That means when I gave you the money, when I was paisik on the chitim a few months ago, I was paisik on real chitim be'en that you had. So somehow we see a quasi-kinyan called mishabar on those chitim, and then those chitim were still around at the time of delivery, so you're about to deliver me those chitim that I own, and I'm applying it onto wine, which is shava kesef. The chitim shava kesef, I'm applying it onto wines, because you could technically sell the chitim, liquidate it, and then use that money to buy wine, so then we could have the sara of yatsa ashar. But the Ramah doesn't mention either of these tanaim. It doesn't mention that the chitim had to have been there from day one, and it doesn't mention that the chitim are there now. The stimus aloshin, and our chenim have a problem, but the stimus aloshin is that the Ramah seems to be makel all the way. As long as he started out with real money, you gave real money to a paisik, and right now you want to go, and everything is yatzashan, you want to take those chitim and now apply to yain, that's already muta. And if you learn like that, then the only way to learn it is because of the initial mice. Either initial mice is not enough, it was only $10, now it's $20. Hey mama, look, it's still Mecca Kamemka, you still started with money, everything looks good, money went to Chitim, that was a good transfer, and now that transfer we're taking a step further, we're just extending it to Yain, but all from good money that started off initially, so everything is going to be Mata. That seems to be the halakha from the Ramah. Now, according to Ramah, even this, Ramah still holds that it's also to mention any amount of money. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva in the bottom, the last line says, "I'm b'sefer Eishal Avram, b'sefer Pnei Yeshua, she'iru apsakze, v'helu hoira'a lahate." They came out against the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. It takes kayak, but they came out against them, and they said, this is mamish muta, even if you mention the price of the chitim is muta, until you mamish zakhvin alav b'milva. But anything short of zakhvin alav b'milva is going to be muta. And you have a, Peshua, they have a beautiful raya. To make long story short, the Rishonim are trying to say this pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lahedya, that the I don't have the lashon in front of me, but the Mishnah says lahedya that the chitim are harielai b'shloishim. The Mishnah mentions a dollar amount. It's $30, and I want to take that and apply it to wine. So Pnei Yeshua, these Rishonim are trying to touch up the Mishnah, because Rashi tries to be magia the Gemara, but they want to keep the gifts of the Gemara how it touches the Mishnah, and they say this is pshat that if you started out with real money, then you're allowed to be paiskin later on. If you started out without real money, you start out with Ahava, then you can't be paiskin later on when you transfer it over to Yain. And the Mishnah clearly mentions money. So they argue and they say this is going to be muta no matter what. The Chavis Das to try to help out the Beis Yosef and the Ramah to be miyashav this bomb kasher from the Mishnah. I mean, it's like blatant. He said, if you look in the Mishnah, it could be it's the wrong person who's mentioning the amount of money. The Ramah says, it means the lokeach is talking, that's when it's asa. But if the seller is talking, if the seller mentions the amount of money and the seller says, you know what, taka the chitim I owe you is taka worth $30 or $20 and let's apply to wine, that doesn't count. The seller has no right to talk anyway. He's not the one who's buying, he's the only one who's selling. It means it's not up to him, it's not his prerogative, it's up to the buyer. He's the one who's moneying, he's the one who deserves to get paid. So if he now wants to apply it, if he is zakhvin alav b'milva, so to speak. If he says, you know what, now pay me money and he allows it to be a choyv, it's a problem. But kozman, it's just the seller, the loiva, who's talking, that doesn't count. And mameli, he says, but in a chanambi, this horema is only your problem if the buyer talks. But if the seller talks, it's mota. Kilo, chavis das, it's going to come out that the mazal might have been mixed on the tainah of Pnei Yeshua. Means the horema who asks is only if the buyer is talking. But if the seller is talking and mentions amount, havad it's mota, it's a furusha mishnah.
Is the seller talking?
Right, the seller talking. Now the problem is that the Beis Seferim, the Chavis Das is not Geshmak, because if you look at the Beis Yosef, when he's Medayik this, in Kuf Samah Gimel, he says, He makes a diak in Iran, in Bukiyoisa, that's where he gets this halakha from. He says, Omnam, Rabbeinu Yerucham argues, and Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that this is mota. And he brings down the case of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham's case was where the seller was talking. So you see, the Beis Yosef didn't have this chilek. The Beis Yosef held that seller talking, buyer talking is all the same, and he understood that Rabbeinu Yerucham is arguing with his diak in Iran. So if you learn like the Beis Yosef, there's no chilek, then back to the square one. You have a mafush and mishnah, forget. You have a mafush and mishnah that it's the kula. Now, again, halakha l'maisa, I can't tell you, but it's a great sniff. I mean, you have the Deit Shel Avram, you have the Pnei Yeshua, but I'm saying it's also a Mefurish and Mishnah l'chay, that this is Mutan. And even if you want to be Machmir, the Chavis Das is already telling you that you shouldn't be Machmir when the seller is talking. You only should be Machmir if the buyer is talking. What's that? If you mention, because you're really not a zakah in the love of milva. That's what really was bothering him. It's really not a zakah in the love of milva. I'm not telling you, instead of owing me chitim, owe me money. I'm telling you, I want to reckon how much wine I deserve, how much credit I have here. Let's make a cheder. It was 10 pounds of chit, 10 so of chitim. That's worth $20. So now I have credit to take those $20 of chitim and apply it to yain. I never was zakah in the love of milva. I'm making a swap chitim for yain. I just want to know how much of a swap I'm doing. So we have to have numbers. So I'm reckoning it's $20. If he doesn't have chitim, and what does he want? Money. If you did real money in a chitim, you know, more than that. I'm asking to you that somebody showed him a foolish record. But the Stephen's Ramah sounds like he went with Iran and the Mugayez don't mention that tonight. And all they hold is as long as he started out with real money, I'm allowed to be paid. Remember, it's Yota Hashem. So it's fine. No, but Yota Hashem only works if I give you real money. Well, I gave you real money 3 months ago. That real money is going to work together now. Yota Hashem, everything's fine on the one. And that's going to be a hetter. Okay, let's move on to Siv Zayin. I want to finish the siman tonight. Kevin shenikva hashar. This is a big chiddush. This machaba Siv Zayin. Kevin shenikva hashar. Again, we're working with the hetter of yatsa hashar. So kevin shenikva hashar. Once we have a kviyas shar, muta lifsek al shar hagvoya. I'm allowed to be poisek al shar hagvoya. What does that mean? Shagvay means that I can get more than I asked for. Let's just work it out. The Mechab is going to give a case. Case that. Hoyu achitinim karz dalet zoin besela. The chitim are going right now for dalet zoin besela. And I want to be poisek. Or poisek imoshitin lo achitin keshar azoy. Now, why am I allowed to be poisek? Because I'm giving you money, and it's yata ashar. So even though if the chitim will go up, and now dalet zoin will be worth 2 sloyim, it's fine, because again, I gave you money, it's Yatz Hashar, everything's fine. What happens if the chitim go down, and remember, I gave you 1 seller, and now the chitim go down, and I want a dollar sign, and now one seller could buy 10 sign of chitim. Im amdu akakak esesan beseller, normally we don't entertain that it's going to go down, but if it goes down, and now it's worth esesan beseller, you can still give me nice and like esesan beseller. You're allowed to give me esesan beseller. It means I can have the cake and eat it. I'm telling you like this. Here's a dollar for four soin. If it goes up, I still want the 4 soin. If it goes down, then I want that price. I want to lock in this price if it goes up, so it's to my advantage. But if it goes down, it's my advantage to lock in that price, the delivery price, then I want that price. I can have either way. And that's the sharagvay. Sharagvay means I'm getting more. Gavaya, because if it goes down, then I'm going to be delivered 10 soin for the seller that I gave you. And that's still going to be mutter. Now, the mashmois in the machab is that there's a chiddush in the fact that it goes down. It went down. Noisin lo esa soin beseller, you can still deliver me esa soin beseller. What's the chiddush? That's a poshut. I gave that by me is not the chiddush. The chiddush is the other way around. This way it's simple. I gave you a seller. I was basically for dollar tzoyin. Later on, it's worth 10 tzoyin, but remember, it's still only worth that seller. So where's the ribs? I gave you a seller. You're giving me back a seller. So Dr. Shach, what was the chiddush kilo? And he's bavoning this. If you look in the Shach, Sivkot Yud Aleph. Don't tell me that when he gives me the 10 tzoyin beseller later on, it's going to look like ribis. Why? The ha. Because now if I had the seller, I could buy the tefuah bezal. But Zakta Shakva down, that would have been Mexican Caribbean. What's the Mexican Caribbean? You see what the Shakva is bought by. It continues. If I lend you a saw of chitim, I'm not buying, I'm lending you a saw of chitim. And I tell you, give me back a saw. But if the saw goes down, I want more chitim back. I mean, let's say it cut in half. So now I want 2 sa'im back. So I lent you a sa' which is worth 1 sa'lah. And I want 2 sa'im back which is worth 1 sa'lah. Then I'm now let her do, because that looks like ribbis, right? I gave you 1 sa' and you're giving me back 2 sa'im. So the shak holds that here too there was a havamina, that if I gave you a psika, here's a dollar, here's a seller for 4 sa'im nechitim, I'm locked in at the 4 sa'im nechitim, and the reason why I was able to do this psika is because kilu, you have it, and the kilu, we did a deal on 4 sa'im nechitim. And now later on, you're delivering me 10 sa'im nechitim, so it's as if, day one, I had 4 sa'im nechitim, and now I let you hold on to it, because the mechir was already done day one, but I'm letting you hold on to the 4 sa'im nechitim that are mine, and at the end, you're delivering me 10 sa'im nechitim. So you would, it looks bad. It looks like I gave you dollar sa'im nechitim, and you're giving me back 10 sa'im nechitim. Even though it's worth the same seller, that should be a problem. That should be Mexican ribbis. Look, the shach is not a problem. If I take and give you the 10 sa'im nechitim, give me back 4 sa'im nechitim, give me back 10 sa'im nechitim, that's a problem. But here I was only paisik. Paisik takes care of the head to how I did the deal, right? We have a problem with paisik. So as long as it's yot hashar or yeshla, that takes care of paisik. But to tell me that it's mamish as if those chitin belong to me, and now I'm giving you 4 chitin, and in exchange I'm getting back 10 sa'im chitin, azayvait, don't get carried away. So therefore we don't have the problem. It's not a mektik ribis, azayvait. That's the shak taich of the mechaba. That's the chiddush. Now, l'chayr, there's a big chiddush the other way around. The chiddush is the whole deal smells. The whole deal makes no sense. I'm going into a deal with you. I'm telling you that if it goes up, it's mine. If it goes down, it's yours. That's not a deal. What type of Mecca command? That's mamish all the way karav l'schar v'rachik min hafsid. I have the cake and I can't lose here. If it goes up, I get more depreciation of these 4 sa'im that went up in price. And if it goes down, then I get more sa'im. So where, I have nowhere to lose. So the price can say, depending how bad you ask the kasha, some take it even further near the kasha, this should show that the whole mechira makes no sense. And it was really not a mechir, it was really hava. So that the Taz addressed and says, no, it's from Taisus, that it really is a mechira. But stamat the kasha, that it's not fair. The deal is not balanced. I have the right to profit without the risk to lose. That the Paiskim say, that since it's only ribis derabon, and it's derech mekoch memka, b'chai gavno, karav l'schav, rochel gafset, l'gozru. So that's not a problem either. It's only a problem if it's mamish to the extreme that we taich up that the whole deal is not a deal, and then we view it as alva. But we could still see a mecha kamemka going on here, even though it's tilted, that's not a problem. Even though you're going to gain out of it, that's also fine. So memela, this is a big chiddush, but memela, you're allowed to do it. It's not a problem with ribbis. That's what the boys can have a problem. I mean, the shach has a problem, how you allowed to give me the 10 sa'in, and the other boys can have a problem, how you allowed to give me the 4 sa'in, even the 4 sa'in, but it's worth more later on, the chayr is carved the skat. I'll tell you, I have a third problem here. This I didn't really see in the boys can... Sorry? It's right. I mean, if you make a deal with carved the skat, Rachman has, there's a problem with ribbis. Because I'm giving you money in advance, right? I'm advancing payment, so it's blive like a halva. Teretz is because it's derek meko kamemka, which is only ribbis to rabbanon, so b'chai gavna le gozru. I'll tell you, I have a third problem here, which unfortunately I didn't really see the poskim discuss it. I don't know why. Maybe I just don't know the mitzvahs. Is the whole simon, we started off at the beginning, I assume, with a simple agdom, and I'll go over it. How are you allowed to be poskim on yotz aishar? I'm giving you money in advance. The mechir is not chal. There was no mechira. You can't sell something with davish alav alaylam or davish ainam b'shusai. So there's no mechira. Teretz is, and later on you're giving me chitim, which might be worth more. So it's not that. That's my mishribis. Teretz is, because Chazal say that since it's yotz hashar, with the money that I give you, it's as if it's yeshla. You can go buy it. It's as if you have it already. That's one gemara. And so it means from your perspective, from the seller's perspective, he's not losing out on the deal, because he could take this money right now, go buy it, have the chitim, and store the chitim in his warehouse. That's not a problem. And another gemara addressed him inside the buyer's perspective. The buyer is gaining. At the end of the day, he's getting a shipment of worth more money. So lechay should be ribbits mitzad the buyer / malva. He's gaining on this halva. So gemara says, no, the buyer tells the seller, I don't need you. You're not doing me any taiva, honestly. You're not doing me any taiva because yeshchiti behini v'bishili. I could go take the money. If I wouldn't give you this money in advance, I myself could go ahead, go to the market, buy the chitim right now, store it myself, and it'll go up in my own rishos. So I'll also gain on the appreciation and the fact that it goes up in price. So you're not doing me any taiva because I could get this done without you. I could buy it right now and store it myself. And mitad you, you're not losing anything because you could go buy it right now and store it, so you're not losing anything. Mail, everything is good. That's yisoid to the whole siman. The reason why Yatzah Shah worked is because with the money you could go buy now, you could go buy now, the seller, I, the buyer, could go buy now. It's as if it's already done right now, and the appreciation is just mamela. Good. That's very nice. But what are you going to do with this shift? How do you touch the shift? Shahar Gavoya. What am I going to do? I'm giving you the money now. So I tell you, my hand is you're doing me no tov at all. I don't need you. What are you doing for me? I can go right now and buy chitim in the marketplace and store it myself. Sure, if you're going to go chitim in the marketplace and store it yourself, you're locked into today's price. And then if you're going to go down, you're not going to get 10 tzoyim b'sela at the end of the month or whatever at the time of delivery. I can't get that right now. So I can't get that right now. The whole deal, I have ribbis already from the whole Yatzah Shah doesn't make sense. The whole heti here on Paiskim doesn't make sense. I gave you money on something that makes no sense. I'm gaining on the appreciation of the delivery later on. And the whole heti is because I can go and lock it in right now and buy it in Hini Vishile. I don't want to buy it right now in Hini Vishile. Because I buy it then I'm going to be locked in today's price. I want to have the right to gain it just in case it goes down in price as well. I want to cover my risk. So what's going on here? And even from the seller's perspective, I don't hear it so well. The seller's saying, I'm not really losing because I could take the money right now and go buy it. Good. If you're going to do that and go buy it right now, then you're only going to have dalet tzayin in your warehouse. And at the end of the day, should it go down in price, then you're going to owe me 10 tzayin. And that you don't have. So you're going to get burnt. So you're going to play your risk. You're going to have to play the market. Maybe taka go down. Maybe you won't. You'll have to decide what you want to do. You might decide it's better off not buying it now, waiting till the time of delivery, then buying it, because then if it's worth 10 tzayin, you'll have all 10 tzayin then. But whatever it is, it's not locked in. It's not like you're not losing anything and I'm not gaining. I'm gaining a lot and you're losing a lot here. I don't understand the whole head of this. And this, I didn't see the price come here. I don't understand. I have two eights here. One eight is I'm wrong in Mitzvahs. That is, that yes, in the market, there are other sellers who are foolish enough to go into such a deal. I can go and lock in Behini Vishili this deal and say, here's $10, give me the goods right now, but you should know, just in case it goes down, I'm going to want more chitim from you. So if you tell me that such a metzias, I hear, then it's very good. And back to the Algemeine Heta, I could go get it in the market, you could go get it in the market, and everything is fine. But I find it hard to imagine that there's someone in the market, if they're right now worth whatever it is, four tzayin b'sela, why in the world would anyone be foolish enough to deliver the dalet tzayin and then also take acharis, a guarantee that just in case it goes down in price later on, I'm going to deliver you more tzayin. It doesn't make sense that there should be...
If you find a cheaper price within 30 days, we'll give you the difference or something like that.
Yeah, that's in today's...
And why do they do that? Because they want you to buy it. They don't want
you to buy. They want you to lock in right now, right.
Sometimes there is that concept where you're doing it in order to make...
Correct. And you know how they made up for it? Because statistically, they spent millions of dollars on actuaries to realize that it's only... Even when it does go down, it's only 1 in 10 who's either... has the time to go back, or is not embarrassed to go back, but their whole, you know, this whole deal only plays itself out very rarely, and even on that rare chance, it's kedai for them. Why? Because they already put that into the price. Instead of charging you $10, they charge you $11 of chetchila, or whatever the cheshbon is, how to make money, and that was their business structure. They know they're gonna get you, and that's how they make money. No one's doing it to lose money, right?
The price is going down, but that earnest price is telling you for less, they can also mash that price. It's not like getting 10.
Okay, but I don't believe, okay, also good. I don't believe that they had such a service done in those days. And I didn't see any of the, I don't know, maybe I didn't look it up, obviously, but I don't have a simple eight that's been bothering me for a while already. What is the heti here of Shah Gavoy if the Svaras of the Gemara really don't work? I could say, you know, balabatish heimamur veimamur, that you're right, you can't get this deal anywhere else. But let's cut the deal in here. On the tzaddik goes down and you want 10 tzayim b'selah, that's not a problem because I gave you the selah. Elamai, the problem is you want, on the tzaddik goes up, on the tzaddik goes up, you could go right now and buy it and gain from the appreciation yourself by storing it, and the seller could go right now and buy it himself. So if you're looking, you know, very, very mitzumtzum, if you're looking just on the fact that it goes up, and that's where the ribbis is, that we could take care of right now and do it. The whole deal, taka, with destruction, the tanaim, we can do, taka. But vivai, at least half the deal, this deal that we're worried about, and the tzaddik goes up, I'm gaining, that's the ribbis, and that I could taka take care of, I could buy it right now, and hini vishili, so that makes the mutter. The fact that I tagged on another tanai, you have to take on a chayis, a guarantee that just in case it goes down, you want to take that chayis, and you want to give me more, no, that's a zaitik achayis, but mitzad the structure of the deal, and the tzaddik goes up, that you could take care of now, because you could buy it, and I could buy it, so memele hei mamre bei mamre lo gozo b'chay gavna. Maybe that was
the
objective.
When he arrives in the end of the day, whatever happens in the end, that's when the arises the problem. So whatever happens, if you're saying dalat from the tzaylo, so dalat from kicking the door from the end of the and then Altiana has it, and if it happened the other way around, it's not like in the beginning you have.
I know, but to go, so basically you're saying the same thing I'm on, but to look at Chila, when they went into this deal, right now, am I covered or you're doing me a taiva? You're doing me a taiva. To have this structure, I can't get this structure anywhere. So basically that's what you're saying. It means when the problem is, when it rises, I can tell you could have taken that money and bought it yourself. All right. Let's continue. I want to try to finish this sermon here. Now, this is all where I was poisik on you to get kishar gvoya. But what happens if nosun loy moistam? I just gave you money. Here's a seller for the dalet zayin. Vulapasikimoy kishar gvoya. I didn't make up this deal with you that I want to have, just in case it goes down, I want to have more chitim. Vahozun etaka went down, then it's too late. Then nosun loy kishar shayushabim kishar nosun loy mois. Then you can't back out anymore. It's too late. If you made the deal of chatchila, very good. But if you weren't master such a deal, you can't come crying, oh, it went down, I didn't want this deal. Tough luck. You gave money. So even though money is not a kinyan mamish, because right, I'm a tautal and we hold that mois is not kinyan smidrabanan, good, but it's going to work for Misha Parah. Misha chazim mekabu Misha Parah. So you can't get out. It's only going to work if your taka made up. So it's a good idea to make such a thing up. But if you don't make up, you can't have both benefits. Now, v'mhoyu shliach lachem. What happens if the buyer sent the shliach to buy for him, and the shliach batched up, he didn't make this tonight. He didn't make kishar gavoya. And then what happened, and then it went down. Then, einu noitu ala kishar hazoyl, umaks ha'adomim. Then he kataka, the buyer could then yet insist, I want kashar zol, or give me back my money. We just said that if you don't make up, you're stuck. And then the mechaber continues, ve'en ha'shliach v'lam ha'shliach mekabel mishapara. Neither will get a mishapara. We just said before, it's not true you get a mishapara. So if you look in the Taz of Katan Yodin, brings from the Rishonim, same shot. Hashliach pshita den tork lekabel, he of course doesn't have the mishapara, the halavdi dehu. He wasn't buying it for himself. Everyone knew he was a shliach for somebody else. So you can't stick him with a klal of mishapara if he doesn't go through with the deal. He was never supposed to go through anyway. V'gam ha-mishalek, and even the mishalek, he can't get a mishapara, en tork lekabel, because of a news for the yachaloi ma, he ketaina, litkuni shudati es shluchi v'lalavasi. Shayul alifsa kashar azol. You're right. Without the mechir itself, I'm not backing you out. That I theoretically would be stuck with a mishapara. But I'm backing up for a different reason. I'm backing up because the shliach botched up. I never sent a shliach. I never wanted to be my shliach if he would botch. He was foolish. He didn't. When you're poiskin, everyone knows that you cover your bases and you're supposed to be poiskin with the moicha, kishar gvoya, just in case it goes down. And he botched up, and therefore he's not my shliach. Like a kalon kala terikul. Whenever shliach botches up, the shliach could pull the plug. That's it, you're not my shliach. Lemafrei, you were never my shliach. Retroactively, you're not mine. It's as if you did it on your own. Not for me, and if I have nothing to do with it. So my shliach could walk away free from this case because the shliach botched up. And the shliach doesn't have to be mekabel mishapara because he wasn't the one who was buying it for himself anyway. So it's for zaitika reasons that hilchos shliach is he can get out of here. But b'yisoid and nechaymi, without that, he would taka be stuck. Like the previous din in the mekabel, if you yourself go buy it and you don't mention sharon gavoya, you're going to be stuck with a mishapara. All right, let's hop around one more sif.
So even if the moicha wants to give him kishar zol, he doesn't have to go through with it. Because there was no deal. Because the shliach didn't make the deal.
Well, if he tainis, what's the buyer going to tainis? The buyer's going to say, look, I want more stuff. So if the maker wants to give him, fine. But if the maker
he still doesn't have to go through it because there was no deal. No,
does, you're right. He doesn't have to, but does he want to? You're
no,
right.
But that's what I'm saying. He still won't get a mishapor if he walks away from the
who deal. The seller, you mean?
The moicher wants to give him 10 because there was no deal for that because the sheer didn't make a deal.
No, because then there's no. He doesn't have a tiny, you know.
I don't know. I hear the shayla. I saw that.
The shliach batched up.
Now, but you think, what happens if the seller wants to do it? Yeah, but Moshe's tiny. Now that the seller wants to do it, so what's your tiny?
There was no deal, but there still was no deal. The deal buckled. He wants to make a new deal now? Fine. Make a new deal, but he doesn't have to do it.
I would believe that it is going to be a bit oshlikas. Just from the shayla the achronim, I saw the achronim clarify shayla. If the seller is even allowed to give the 10 now, because maybe that will blive like ribis mocheres, means because the deal is bought, right? But you saw it. It means kumtoi the money game. It was not ala mecca because your shliach wasn't giving me ala mecca. So it was the whole mecca was the toy. So you're giving me really mois for no reason. So by default, that turns into alva. And now I'm deciding to give you back the more amount that you're saying. Only thing is that in case that you're saying is really only worth
the
seller.
So
that's the price. What should be the problem? Ella, my only if they want to give more, like the case before, if it goes up. I hear. I would have to look into the shayla. All right. Fine. Sifchet. Mekach shenase be'issa. These cases of poiskin, let's say the guy blew it. Okay? See, the case was, let's say in our case was, he was poiskin, so he gave money in advance, and let's say it was loyot to Sharon, it was aimless. He had no right to be poiskin. He did an issa. Or we learned in Kufayin Gimel, the case could be fakete case, where the seller delivered the goods now, and normally it was supposed to be $10, but I tell you, no, instead of paying me $10 today, pay me $12 after 30 days. $210, not 30, whatever it is. Pay me, in 30 days, pay me the $12. So that's also going to be a problem, because I'm charging you more money at a later date, so that's sometimes more, that's a ribbit. So that these two cases is inverted case. Either price can we give money in advance for a delivery later on, and you're getting a better deal for it, or the seller is delivering the goods now and he's getting money later on, and the seller is getting a better deal for it because of the amtanas mois. Either way, that's a mekach shenase be'issa. So what's going to happen if you have this issa? You did it wrong. Kegoin. So the mechaber gives one case. Kegoin shohisif b'mekach mishum aganata, because you are moisif. He's going the case of kafayin gimel that I'm charging you more because of a delayed payment. Instead of paying me now, pay me later on, and it will be aganata. Which is like the case of Awasim, and the Torah actually mentions both cases. The halach is hamekach is kayim. The mekach is a good deal. The mekach is kal. Don't taina that since it's a mekach anata b'issa, the whole mekach is batuk. As the issa shabai means kilu command amar akman lo saviri avad lo mahani. Because there was an issa involved, that prevents the deal from being kal. Okay, maybe even on the issa drum, we find other issa the rabbanan that could break a deal as well. You don't say that. Hamekach is kaim. Just what is it going to be kaim for? Of course, we don't encourage people to be over ribbis. Avada the mekach is kaim be in shelo yehi bei ribbis. But avada the deal is going to be kaim, but without the extra ribbis payment. So if let's say you charge more for the later price, you won't be able to charge more. You'll have to take only $10, not the $12, not the extra $2 you're charging for delayed payment. Or let's say our case, you paid money up front to lock in a price. It was a mekach kanasa besa. So if later on taka the value of the goods went up, you won't be able to get delivered the higher amount of the goods. You'll only be able to take $10, the money that you gave him, worth the goods, not now that it's worth 20, whatever it is. Now, v'hu, zakta mechaber, provided niskaim hamekach ba'achas midakei eknois, provided that you did a real kinyan that makes a real chalois kinyan on the deal. So if you have a real kinyan, and the only problem is al-tanasa b'issa, that's not going to shtet the deal. Avam loy niskaim hamekach, if the mekach was not kayim, ela linyan mishapara, it was only legabi mishapara, then it's bato lagarmi. If you have a deal of a mishapara that has ribbis in it, then it's bato lagarmi. What's the svara? The svara is, because what's Mishapara? Mishapara is Chazal are cursing you for backing out of the deal. The reason why you're backing out of the deal is because the deal sheyesh bei ribbis. So they're not going to curse somebody for backing out of a deal that has ribbis. You're supposed to be backing out of the deal. I mean, they don't want the deal to go through. So b'chagam that they never made the takono of a Mishapara. But if you have a real deal with a real kinyan, then the kinyan is chal, and we don't say that the ister shter is the mekach.
So the kinyan
now, how do you have...
Call you take the
Kenyan. Let me discuss. So now, how do you have a case of the Kenyan really being Chal? So if you have the case of Kufayin Gimel, that was the Mechabit case, I gave you the Chitim today, and I'm charging you more money. So you took possession now. You made a Kenyan, Mashik, Akbar, Chatz, whatever it is, that's fine. But you're talking about a case of Kufayin Hay, where you're being placed in advance. And it was Eloy, and it was Loyat Hashar, with this real Kenyan here. There's no Kenyan, there's nothing. I don't even. What is it? I gave you money on nothing, on luf. Where is the real Kenyan? So the preachers and the Sivis are bothered by this in Choshen Mishpat. This halacha is brought down in Choshen Mishpat as well. And over there, the preacher says that the case is talking about that your poiskin, instead of being poiskin on chitim, which don't exist, what you do is you give money to a seller and you mechayev the seller. It's like he obligates himself that instead of paying you money, let's say I could mechayev myself to pay you money, well, I could obligate myself to pay you X amount of chitin. So I'll give you money on 10 sain of chitin, and you will mechayev yourself. I did a kinyan sudo or shtar, whatever it is, and you will mechayev yourself, a proper kinyan, that you owe me 10 sain of chitin. So once you owe me that 10 sain of chitin, so this chayvis works, it's really chal, so it's more than just a misha bar, it's a real chayvis. So there, even though that chayvis was done by Issa, nevertheless, the chayvis is chal, and the mekach is chal. Now from the mashmois of the mechaber, it sounds like that the mekach has came no matter what. Nishna al problem of it was not by Issa and the chayvis, like Tzaviri Yavid, like Mahani. So that they get out, it's more. Zaitikis, there's nothing wrong with the mekach itself, therefore the Issa doesn't share the mekach. But it sounds like the mekach is chal, and both parties, the disgruntled party has no taina. Let's play this out. So I sold you something for 10, and I told you, you know what, don't pay me now, pay me Shavuot time, and I'll charge you 12. Comes Shavuot time, and you come to me and say, you know what, you would love to pay me really 12, but you just found out that you can't pay me 12 because it's us to pay, because the mekach is a ribbis, so therefore you only want to pay me 10. I'm going to go ballistic, or let's say you can come tomorrow. I'm going to go ballistic and say, I never meant to sell you. I meant to sell you this item and these terms only if you're going to pay me 12. If you're not going to pay me 12, I don't want this deal. I want my mechefetz back. Could I tie a mekach toys? Could a seller tie a mekach toys that you're not keeping your end of the agreement? The agreement was, I'll deliver you now if you pay me 12 at Shavuot time. If for every reason, I don't care why it's an issa, but if you're not, I'm not going to force you to pay me the 12 if it's an issa. But if you're not going to pay me the 12, then I'm not giving you the goods. Then give me back the goods. Could the seller tie a mekach toys? And that's the machlokes we showing him. The Rambam holds that the seller could tie a mekach toys. The Talmid Rashba hold that the seller cannot tie a mekach toys. A lot of Achronim go with the Talmid Rashba, and the Mashmois and the Mechaber doesn't make this exception, at least leans a little bit towards the Talmid Rashba, that the mekach is kaim no matter what, and the seller can't come with any tainus, that it's a mekach toys, I never wanted to go through with the deal. The Machane Ephraim says that this is only true if we're holding by shvuos. It means we're holding by the time of payment, and now you're supposed to be paying me 12, and you write a check only for 10, and I go ballistic. No, right now, you're crying over spilled milk. Right now, what are you going to do? Machne shoyt, you're going to get the chavit back. You still didn't gain from the hamtana, so you're gaining nothing from the deal. So there, the Talmid Rashba held that the mekach is kayim, and I'm stuck, and I only get $10, and the sale is a good sale. But what happens if I just did the deal with you now, and I was placing it for Shavuos, and you owe me $12 Shavuos time, and now I find out, one second, I'm not going to get the $12 Shavuos time, because I know you're going to come with the shtickle, it's going to be ribbis, I can't take this. So right now, do I have a right to say that the deal is bottled, and pay me the 10, you're only going to pay me 10 taka, because you're going to tie it's ribbis, all right, but pay me the 10 now. Means I'm not, the terms that we had, that I extended payment, the credit till Shavuos, are no longer applicable. I only accepted those terms if you're going to pay me 12. If you're only going to pay me 10, then I want the $10 right now. I'll go through with the deal. I talk about trying to make a choice on the deal be'et, it means you can keep the chavis. But if you're only going to pay me 10, then the hamtana I'm going to call a choice on. It means I don't allow you for the hamtana. I want the $10 now. And then Machane Ephraim brings down from Kamer v'Kamer Shreinim, Roi B'Rishenim hold that that's a taina, that I could call the deal right now. That means it's going to come out that if I wake up early on the day, whenever I wake up that I smell that I'm not going to get my $12, then I'm going to tie to pay me immediately. And if you don't, then the attack is going to be a mekach toy. Means if you don't go along with the new terms, you know, after Chazal revised the terms because it is the Shavuot, if you don't pay me now, then it's going to be a Mekatois. But if I wake up at later on at the time of payment by Shavuot time, then there's no point to time Mekatois. What am I going to gain from it? I'll get the Chavis back. The Chavis was only worth $10. I gain nothing from there. There the Mekatois.
What happened to the price went up?
So that's a discuss. I couldn't even discuss that. But then the Mekatois is going to be Chal, and then I'm Taka only stuck for $10 because it's too late. I woke up too late. The other way around, in the case of our Sefer Poiskin, where the boy gave money in advance and he's getting a better deal, means he's lacking in a price, and should it go up, he's going to get the higher amount, and the buyer is going to tell him later on, I died to the hachi, if you're not going to give me the more soim that I didn't want, then give me back my money, because I was only willing to go through the deal if I'm going to get dollar soim. But if now dollar soim doubled, and at the end of the day you're only going to need two soim, for that I was never asking to give you the sell in the first place. There, even the Talmidei Rashba, everyone's moided that the Lekech has a right to Tana Mekach Toys. Mechaba didn't bring down that case. Mechaba was talking about the other case of Moitzav Ala Mekach. But this case around, even the Talmidei Rashba is moided that the Lekech has Tana Mekach Toys. At that time, I didn't want to go through the deal. Right? Even though he made a real kinin. Right. Now, if he didn't make a real kinin, clearly that even the Mechaba says, Linim Mishapar, the whole deal is Bata Lagamri. Alright, Shukai, this is basically Kefayin Hey. It's a very simple siman, I think. I mean, we walk away with two simple yisoides. Either yot ashar, and the way we pass like the Ramah is even the least shar, shar shala yaris, as long as you can get to it now and buy it in the market. Or if it's yeshla, you're allowed to be poiskin. And not only the yeshla, you don't even mamish yeshla, even if it's almost yeshla, it means you have it, but it still needs two processes, two stages to finish, that's already yeshla. But in absence of either yeshla or yot ashar, then in echanam you're going to have a problem of poiskin if you give money in advance.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.